proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast. As we continue our look into Israel's provocations of God in the wilderness, we examine their behavior at Rephidim. After leaving the wilderness of sin, an incident recorded next to this chapter 17, the Israelites journeyed to a place known as Rephidim. Once again, they grew thirsty and demanded that Moses provide water for them to drink. They had seemingly forgotten their recent experiences at Marah, where God had made bitter water to be drinkable. Moses asked the Jews why they wanted to test God again. In response, the Israelites resorted to using the familiar refrain, quote, "Wherefore is this that thou hast brought us up out of Egypt to kill us and our children and our cattle with thirst?" Unquote. Once again, the Jews seem to have accused Moses directly and God indirectly, to accuse them of having malevolent intentions toward the Jewish people. The Israelites even wanted to put Moses to death. God instructed Moses to, quote, "Go on before the people, and take with thee of the elders of Israel, and thy rod, wherewith thou smotest the river. Take it in thy hand, and go," unquote. God continued, quote, "Behold, I will stand before thee there upon the rock in Horeb, and thou shalt smite the rock, and there shall come water out of it, that the people may drink," unquote. Some Bible commentators identify this rock as a type of Jesus Christ, being, quote, "smitten of God and afflicted," unquote. Phraseology recorded in the 53rd chapter of Isaiah. On this occasion, Moses did as God directed. Later, confronted with a similar situation, he would contravene God's orders and strike the rock. Moses' lapse in judgment resulted in God's forbidding him from entering into the land of Canaan. Moses renamed the locale Massa and Meribah. The word Massa derived from a Hebrew noun meaning temptations or tests. The word Meribah came from the Hebrew verb riv. It denoted strife. The author of Exodus noted these place names resulted from, quote, "the chiding of the children of Israel, and because they tempted the Lord, saying, Is the Lord among us or not?" Unquote. He wanted the Israelites to remember how they had questioned whether God was actually with them. Christians should never denounce God's ability to meet their needs, nor his desire to do so. In his Sermon on the Mount, Jesus Christ told his followers, quote, "Take no thought, saying, What shall we eat? Or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed?" Unquote. He added that their heavenly Father knoweth that they had, quote, "need of all those things," unquote. Paul reinforced the sentiment in the 4th chapter of Philippians when he wrote that, quote, "I both know how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need," unquote. The Israelites could have directly petitioned God to supply their needs, to give them water. After all, he had done something similar in their behalf at Marah. Instead, they complained to Moses and indirectly to God. Believers should remember that God can and will supply their needs. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.